When Cheryl Lorman comes to the grocery store, all she sees is plastic. Plastic yogurt containers, cheese wrapped in plastic shrink wrap, juice bottles, plastic bags. She doesn't want this stuff in her life. So Lorman decided she'd vote with her wallet by refusing to buy anything with plastic.
We are at Cherry Sprouts grocery store in Portland, Oregon, where I am going to purchase some cheese and some eggs.
Eggs are no problem. She just puts them in her used egg carton. But cheese is a different story. She has a small steel tin that looks like it belongs with her camping gear, not at the grocery store. And Lorman has a special request for the guy behind the counter.
And that is, if I could get the cheese not wrapped up in plastic, but just in this container, or maybe you could put it on a piece of paper, and we can weigh it and put it in here.
I don't think that we could do that.
You don't think so?
No, because I think it needs to be wrapped up.
Lorman gets that reaction a lot. So she won't buy cheese here. It means a trip to another shop, this time a high-end specialty deli. Luann Schuller owns this store. She explains to Lorman why they use plastic.
Plastic is the unfortunately simplest choice because we wrap and rewrap continually through the day, and it can't be left unwrapped, and people need to see the cheese, so that precludes wrapping it in most papers.
But Schuller says she's only too happy to help people like Lorman who don't want their cheese shrink-wrapped. So she drops the cheese, plastic-free, into Lorman's tin.
A magical moment here.
Thank you. All right, perfect.
Thank you for letting me do that.
Sure.
Lorman started going plastic-free a couple of years ago after reading Elizabeth Roit's book, Garbage Land. The author tracked her trash to find out where it ended up. The chapter on plastic struck a nerve with Lorman.
I think it's been taken too far when you have toothpicks individually wrapped in plastic. You know, you just start to think about, is that really necessary, given the fact that this is such a toxic material that doesn't have high enough recycling rates to really justify having it?
Lorman also gets myth that you end up paying for plastic three times. You pay for it at the grocery store, and again to have it hauled to the landfill. Finally, she says, we pay for it environmentally. Plastic doesn't disappear. So you might think it's a little nuts to even think about living a life free of plastic. Lorman gets that.
It is hard right now to feel like you can maneuver and get everything you want without plastic.
Okay, so on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being I'm totally plastic free, where are you?
I would say I'm probably a 9.
That's a 9 when it comes to buying groceries. Because let's face it, plastic is everywhere, even in Lorman's home. There's her computer, picture frames, even the parts on her bike. She realizes going plastic-free is nearly impossible, but she's willing to try to send a message, especially to businesses, that we need to reduce the amount of plastic in our lives. For the Environment Report, I'm Sadie Babbitts.